All we need is sleep. A bold statement, one that the sarcastic side of me says, that's nice. Or even, that'd be lovely if I could sleep as much as I like. When in reality, I probably get about 7 hours of sleep when I would love to get 10, maybe even 12. However, as much as reality or sarcasm tries to win, I understand the concept on a deeper level of not ever feeling fully rested. Oftentimes, I feel like I'm running on sleep deprivation, where all I smell is that really rich oxygen, and I know I'm like a zombie sometimes. Continuing on this train of thought of not getting what I want, I have experienced in my relationship with God the times when I don't receive the message that I want, and I have to rely on my understanding and relationship with God. Having confidence that it's more likely that God has something different than I can possibly imagine in store for me. Instead of getting what I think I want, I pause my worry and remember to take the opportunity to rest. Rest as the roller coaster of my spiritual life is clacking up the steep incline, ready to reach the top. Waiting with anticipation to reach the top and then go flying over the edge into the downward spirals. The Holy Spirit laughing beside me as we lean into the sharp curves, experiencing the gravity of bouncing up and slamming back down, and the stomach rising dips, and trying to anticipate with no luck what the final spin may be. Then, this isn't enough, then getting tugged by the Spirit to get back into the queue to start all over again. Throughout it all, I've learned to look and trust in God's grace and mercy and those moments of when I need to rest. Distinguishing before resting that the Lord leads me into a peaceful sleep and the ability to recharge my battery. Lately, I've had increased interest in looking at the origin of the words in either Greek or Hebrew, of words that we quite frequently use, but we've lost the meaning. Those that have lost even the impact of what the original authors and interpreters of God's words wanted. The digging and studying of these words have had that impact of understanding and has intrigued me to look deeper. For today, it's finding the intended connections between David's words written for us to hear and the overall idea of all we need that we've been looking at through our time of Lent. Last week, it was all we need is air, and this week, all we need is sleep. So this left me with a curiosity between the historical meaning of rest and sleep. And we begin the exploration into the idea of rest by looking at the Hebrew root. The verb primarily conveys the idea of stillness and silence. It is used to describe the state of being quiet or ceasing from activity. And this can refer to either physical silence, emotional calmness, or a cessation of movement or action, so a pause in our movement and action. The term is often used in the context where silence and stillness is a response to the awe or the fear or the divine interventions. Finding rest is having trust in God to find a place of shelter that invites those seeking God's righteousness to pause and find a path of rest. Sleep, on the other hand, is often associated with peace and safety, as seen in the Psalms, where trust in God allows for a restful sleep. In that historical context, sleep is understood as a divine gift, a time when God could communicate through the dreams, as seen in the stories of Joseph and David and Daniel. In ancient Hebrew culture, sleep was seen as a natural and necessary part of life, a time for rest and rejuvenation. So we then start to dig into the theme for the second Sunday of looking at David's prayers of reassurance and confidence, refining our focus on trust. Trust in the Lord's promises and protection given to David. Trust in God and God's salvation plan for us. Trust to take time to pause and listen for God's voice. Listening to David's words throughout this psalm, which has been described as a triumphant song of confidence of David. Confidence that David had in his relationship with God, gifted with the ability to share his vulnerability with those who would hear this psalm. Piecing his vulnerability with his overall confidence in his relationship with God the Father, who, since he was a young boy, God had been leading him into his larger role within the lineage of Christ. Translating David's confidence and vulnerability and trust into our unique relationships with God. Confidence we have in our relationship even when we are blinded and have been made hard of hearing that we can't respond accordingly. Vulnerability that we have to find a place to pause in the busyness of life and find ways to connect with the Spirit living within us. Taking time to actively listen to God's voice that guides us in the small whispers of the wind or in the rushing of a windstorm. Trust that among the adversity, the fear, uncertainty, and false witnesses that we may encounter, that we can continue to believe in the assurances and salvation and light that God shines on us, placing our trust in God throughout the circumstances that would keep us awake at night. And this trust allows us to hand those back to God and to find rest, taking courage to place our trust that God has gotten everything in hand. We don't need to worry. Releasing our stress to allow us to sleep so that we can be restored once more to go back out into the world, living out God's commandments for us. Love of ourself and love of our neighbors. Love that pushes us to declare out loud of our relationship with God, the Creator and Sustainer, in song or in word. Using our voices to declare God's love for all, for those who are persecuted, for those who are feeling surrounded by enemies seeking harm, and those unable or unsure of crying out to God. Allowing God to use us as a place of shelter, a stronghold, as an active body of the Lord. Holding on to those truths that no matter which way we swing, we can come together through God's grace, that we can continue to be beacons of God's love and to be a middle ground for those seeking rest. A place that provides the emotional calmness and stillness. A place that where people feel that sensation or that pause in the busyness of life. A place demonstrating God's love for all the beloved children who are beautifully and wonderfully made. A place that we can continue to be a congregation of the body of God that feeds into the ability to find sleep when our minds are overly active and unable to find rest. A body who leans into the ever-changing and multiplying divine gifts from God as the roller coaster we find ourselves on clicks on the upward march, or when we find ourselves in the downward swoops. Knowing and having that reassurance that the Holy Spirit is sitting beside us, holding our hand and breathing the air filled with God's peace and hope that is given to us in Christ, and the love lived out in our relationship with the Holy Spirit. All that being breathed onto us so that we can find rest, and allowing that they are all working together as one body, the Holy Trinity, who guides us forward on this journey of life. Amen.